Today is the last Sunday in our series called New Beginning. As we have been reading the first chapters of St. Luke's Gospel, and Jesus is beginning his ministry of preaching the good news, we have been considering where we need a new beginning in our life, whether that be in our life of faith, our family life, our work life, whatever the case may be. Last Sunday, we talked about what we do when we encounter the inevitable situations that challenge our new beginnings, and how when those challenges arise, a level of self-sacrifice is necessary. Sacrifice of our comfort, our pride, our stubbornness, or maybe the sacrifice of having to apologize for something that we did or something that we failed to do. Today, as we conclude the series, we're going to look specifically at discipleship, what that word means, and how we live as disciples. In the gospel reading we just heard, Jesus gives the invitation to Simon. He says, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." This invitation is a new beginning for Simon. Simon, whose name would be changed to Peter. It's an invitation to enter into a deeper relationship with Jesus. And then once he has fallen in love with the Lord, to lend his voice to the proclamation of the good news, and to invite others to come to know Jesus. Jesus' invitation to Simon Peter and James and John, who were there with him, is an invitation to discipleship for us as well. It is also an invitation to begin anew, because with Jesus, everything is new. He brings newness to our lives. It's an invitation to go deeper in our faith, in our love for the Lord. Jesus loves us as we are right now, but he wants to bring us to a deeper and a better place. And it's an invitation to bring the good news to others. It's a call to witness. The call to witness is part and parcel with the call to discipleship. Maybe you have never thought of yourself as a disciple. We tend to think that that's for the stories in the gospel. Maybe we think that's for my grandmother or for priests or nuns. I'm just a regular person. But because of your baptism, you are a disciple. And as a result of that, Jesus has gotten into your boat. And how are you going to respond? He has called each of you to begin anew, to live in relationship with him, and to make known the good news. So what does it mean to be a disciple? I think there's fundamentally two components to what it means to be a disciple. The first is to be growing in your love for Jesus, and the second is to share the good news. To share the good news of what you have received. Growing in our love for Jesus can sometimes fall down on our priority list. Other things seem more important or more pressing. I know in my own life, sometimes the demands of ministry can get in the way of getting to know the person whom I'm trying to minister in his name. We all do this from time to time in our lives. What have we done recently for our faith to grow in our relationship and our love for Jesus? Our life of faith is a component of our lives that always, always can have a new beginning. Because as I said, life with Jesus is always new. Every day he gives us is an opportunity to grow in our relationship with him. St. Paul, in the second reading today, came from the first letter to the Corinthians, tells us what he has received, that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he rose from the dead in accordance with the scriptures. But he also places this faith within the context of a community. He is speaking not just about individual believers, but he's speaking with the community of believers. Growing in our faith means growing in the context of a community. There is no such thing as a Lone Ranger Christian. And as Catholics, that community is our parish. We want our parish community to be a place where we feel like we belong, where we're supported, and where others feel welcome to take part in that belonging and in that welcome. Disciples are growing in their love for Jesus individually, but also in the context of a community. That second aspect of discipleship, as I said, is part and parcel with the call. It's sharing the good news. In the first reading today, the prophet Isaiah said he heard the voice of the Lord that said, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" And the prophet responds back. He says, "Here I am. Send me." Perhaps we have some uncertainty in this aspect of our discipleship, some uncertainty about what it means to share the good news. Isaiah did. He hesitated. Peter falls at the feet of Jesus, says, "I'm a sinful man. Depart from me, Lord." But each of us, in one way or the other, has to let go of our fear, to let the Holy Spirit speak in us and through us, to witness to our faith. And sharing the good news doesn't mean that we are a beautiful public speaker, that we speak with erudition or intelligence or have these beautiful compositions, but it's simply a willingness to speak about what Jesus means in my life. Today, we sometimes refer to this as our elevator speech. If you think about when you get in an elevator with someone, you have maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds, a minute tops. And if they ask you when you get in the elevator who Jesus is or what faith means to you, how are you going to respond in 45 seconds? That is being able to give a witness to our faith, to have that elevator speech ready. And that speech should always contain an invitation to the other person to consider the life of faith. In a few weeks, we're going to be starting a new season of Alpha. You've heard me speak about this before, but we think it's very important, and we are continuing the Alpha program. It's a chance for people to come together, to share a meal, to watch a video, and to have a conversation in a small group setting. It's a chance to ask questions about faith, a chance to ask the big questions of life, in a safe group that will not try to persuade us, but rather support us. It's meant for people who are regular practicers of the faith, but it's also meant for people who struggle and perhaps need that invitation to faith. So I would invite you to consider maybe this might be a new beginning. Alpha could be a new beginning in your life of faith. The letter Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet. And they name this program specifically using that name, Alpha, because it's meant to be a first step towards faith or a step towards deeper faith. So I'd encourage you to think about in the next few weeks and maybe even to think about someone that you can invite to come with you, because Alpha is really most effective when we make that personal invitation to attend. My friends, as we wrap up this series today, we remember that every morning when the sun rises, it's a sign of the newness of God's creation. It's also a sign that he has given us a new beginning to use as we see fit. He calls us every day, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" It may be with some trepidation, but also with faith, that we have to say, "Here I am, Lord, send me."